On to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Well, Paula has 4. Brian and Tom have 2.
Oh, my goodness. Paula.
Whoa. Man.
It's the altitude.
Well, we flipped a coin, and Tom is elected to go first, so here we go. The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, President Obama announced a $3.7 billion plan to address blank.
The immigration crisis.
Yes. On Thursday, Israel increased the frequency of their airstrikes against suspected Hamas militants in blank.
Gaza.
Right. Fans rejoiced this week when J.K. Rowling posted a short story about a 34-year-old blank.
Harry Potter.
Yes, indeed. On Monday, 63 women kidnapped by Boko Haram in blank reportedly escaped.
In Nigeria.
Right. A Georgia man who was charged with drunk driving says he couldn't have done it because blank.
I always get the drunk driving guy. He couldn't have done it because he was home drinking.
His dog was driving the car at the time, he says. Petra Kvitova and Novak Djokovic both held off their opponents to claim blank title wins.
The big tennis thing.
Which would be called?
It's the big tennis thing. It's an open.
It's Wimbledon, Tom.
Yeah, that one.
After he had a great fall, all the employees at Argonne's Enchanted Forest were unable to put blank back together again.
Humpty Dumpty?
Yes. The Humpty Dumpty sculpture is one of the Enchanted Forest's most popular attractions, and guests frequently climb up on his wall to sit and take pictures with him. Unfortunately, two men who attempted the feat accidentally pulled Humpty from his perch, causing him to shatter on the ground below. The staff on hand reported that Humpty's last words were, "Wow, nobody saw this coming." Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
He got 5 right for 10 more points. Tom now has 12 points and the lead.
There you are.
All right, Brian.
Good enough.
Yeah. You're up next, Brian. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
We turn to you. Amid rising tension, Secretary of State John Kerry made an unannounced visit to blank this week.
Iraq.
No, Afghanistan. On Wednesday, Edward Snowden officially applied to extend his asylum in blank.
Russia.
The Federal Trade Commission announced plans to sue online retailer blank over in-app purchases.
Amazon.
Yes. This week, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that insurgents in blank have stolen nuclear material.
Iraq.
Right. The co-author of a book on how not to get gored by a bull while at the running of the bulls was blanked.
Was gorged by a bull.
At the running of the bulls. Yep. Hospitals in Washington, D.C. are reporting a baby boom 9 months after the blank.
After the full eclipse.
No, after the government shutdown this week marked the 25th anniversary of the sitcom blank.
Simpsons.
No, Seinfeld. Now the world's second most famous Jerry. A Yankees fan is suing ESPN for $10 million for defamation after they broadcast him live on national TV blanking.
Picking his nose.
No, sleeping at the baseball game.
How dare they do that?
If a honey shot is when cameramen show pretty women at sporting events, the Andrew Rector shot is when you show a Yankee fan asleep and drooling. Rector's lawsuit claims he suffered substantial injury to his character and reputation, and that no one could be expected to stay awake when the Red Sox were playing. Bill, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian got 4 right for 8 more points, up to 10, but Tom still has the lead.
Well done.
All right,
Tom. Let's see if you can hold on to it as we turn to Paula.
Uh-oh. Bring it
Bill,
down, Bill.
Bill. Uh-oh. How much does Paula need to win?
She has 4 to tie, but 5 to win.
Here we go, Paula. Are you feeling up for it? Fill in the blank, Paula, for the game. Game of Thrones and Fargo led the nominations for the 65th annual Blank Awards.
Emmys.
Right. And after taking over several cities in Iraq, the leader of the Sunni extremist group Blank made his first televised appearance on Sunday.
ISIS.
Yes. A newspaper in France reported that the country thwarted planned terrorist attacks on the Louvre and the blank.
And the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. 2 reporters in England have been hospitalized after researching a story about blank.
I don't know.
A very spicy cheeseburger.
Oh.
Robert Redford has signed on to play former CBS Evening News anchor blank in a movie about the scandal that ended his career.
Dan Rather.
Right. For egging a neighbor's house back in January, this week a California judge sentenced colicky pop star blank to an anger management course.
The Beepster.
The Beepster. Justin Bieber. A group of students at a school in England were reprimanded after the faculty caught them blanking.
Shoving lemurs down their pants.
No, although a very good guess given this show. No, they caught them attempting to tunnel out of the school using cutlery from the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
This Nottingham school bans its students from leaving the campus at lunchtime, so a handful of intrepid, hungry teens began stealing spoons from the cafeteria and started digging a tunnel under the wire. It's just like The Great Escape, except instead of trying to get back to Allied lines in World War II, they just wanted to get to Taco Bell. Bill, did Paula do well enough to win?
Paula got 5 right for 10 more points. So, Paula is this week's champion.
Well done.
Tearing up.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was great.
Beautiful.
It was
beautiful to watch. It really was.